Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Guard. Like, have a good morning, afternoon, new, whatever going through in life today.
Hello.
There we go. It wasn't my favorite, but it does. But anyways, welcome back, Miguel. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Wow. I'm really happy that you're here. I really am.
Was canceled for a little bit, but...
You were canceled.
The uncancelable.
Yeah, I think if you refer back to our other episode, people are really upset, but it's okay. It happens. But the reason why Miguel is here is because last time we were doing Needs Garlic Jeopardy and he won. And you know what? We decided to do a part two to our trivia night. And if you could recall, Tweety and Hero did that, and Tweety won by a landslide, even though I tried helping Hero out. I mean, I didn't help him.
I was pretty close.
It was good. Yeah. But it was funny how he asked me a question before the episode, and then I asked him the same question, and he forgot the answer. So that was pretty good.
I didn't understand that I was supposed to remember it.
It's okay. It happens. But for trivia night, we are going to be doing things differently. As you can see, our contestants have whiteboards with markers. What's going to happen, I'm going to ask them a question. It could be about anything. It could be about me, my long-lost father, anybody, anything. And we're going to have the contestants. Oh, shoot. We're going to have them answer the question in 10 seconds, and then we're going to have five rounds. Kind of makes sense, right? You got it?
I think so, yeah.
When we get to the fourth round, we're going to determine our final two contestants, and they're going to go head-to-head to see who is the smartest of them all. I think, in my prediction, no favoritism, I think Hero has a chance. He's the shortest, the fastest, the hairless, so... Less hair, more brain. So I'm really proud of you for that.
Tweety's not that hairy.
Really? I think it's going to be between Miguel and Tweety, but whatever, it's fine. All right. So
if I lose first round, I'm knocking everything over. I'm just...
No, it's okay. We got this.
I'm ruining the studio.
Yeah, I'm smashing everything.
It's okay. That's happened before.
Everything.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and begin, contestants. Are you ready?
Looks like we're going to get some content.
Yes, I'm ready.
You ready, Miguel?
Yes.
Tweety.
Yep.
Now keep in mind, we have all three viewers watching us, so we have to be on our best behavior.
Let's go.
All right, question
number... Shout out to Bill. We're going to be at Monday Night Raw in a week.
Oh, snap.
Going Raw.
Well, technically, when it goes out, it'll be less than a week, but whatever. It's
cool. Right. No, we'll probably be at Monday Night Raw.
Oh, snap. You are right. Now, remember, 10 seconds for each question, and we're now going to begin. Question numero uno. What galaxy do we live in? Okay, there's one.
Oh, we have to wait till time's up.
There's two. And there's three. The correct answer is Milky Way, and we each got it. I like the time, but Miguel, I like how you took charge because you knew you were confident and you got it right. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy. All right. So we all are tied at 2 points each. Congratulations, everybody. You know, fun fact about the Milky Way, we live in it. So keep that in mind. Question numero dos. What is a group of crows called? Boom, boom, boom. That is correct. The group of crows is called a murder. Alrighty, next question, Yone. We're all tied at 4 points each.
Next episode?
Next question.
No.
What food never spoils? I repeat, what food never spoils? All right, I'm waiting for one more. All right, so Hero and Miguel picked Tweety picked honey. Honey is the correct answer. Next question, Yonin. Who gave the U.S. the Statue of Liberty?
As in person.
Correct, all of y'all. The answer is France.
You're so smart.
Y'all are smart. Look at that. All right. Hero 6, Miguel 6, Tweety 8.
Big Hero 6.
Oh my god. All right.
I'm just big.
Big Schlong 6.
Now, next question, Yone. And I will be more lenient with this one. So if you are close to this question,
answer. Is this round 2?
No, we're still going. Ready? How fast can cheetahs run? Okay. Okay, so Tweety put 60 miles per hour, Miguel put 27 miles per hour, and Hero put 95 miles per hour. Now, I want to be very lenient and give Tweety and Miguel the correct answer, because the answer is set up to 75 miles per hour.
Dang.
And Hero, I don't know what he
was. One was significantly higher than the other.
So, I mean, it's okay.
Just been like... Like, so 65, that's crazy. That's like Volkswagen Beetles don't even do that for a cheetah.
What did Hero put?
He put 95 miles per hour.
I could have sworn I seen that number somewhere.
Probably.
All right.
95 is
probably had a 2 in the front when you got on the scale.
All right. Next question, Yonin. What famous wall is visible from space? Interesting, interesting, interesting. Okay. Okay. All right. The correct answer was the Great Wall of China, which we all got correct, even me and the host right here. Good job, everybody. Okay.
Miguel's favorite country.
Is it really, Miguel?
Yeah.
You want to hear a fun fact about China?
Sure.
They have a wall you can see from space. So keep that in mind, everybody, all right?
That's a great fun fact.
Thank you. Our total right now is Hero 8, Miguel 10, and Tweety 12.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the hardest question we have so far.
Let's go.
So let's get ready for this. How many sides does a triangle have? Upside down. I was kidding. Imagine. You're going to change your answer too.
Just turn it upside down.
Correct. It's 3. All right. Next question, Yonin.
So now he's average.
All right. Next question, Yonin. In what year did Christopher Columbus first reach the Americas? First reach the Americas. Okay. First reached the Americas. All right. So, Hero, you are the only one that got it wrong. It is 1492.
I was really close. I was off by a few years.
You're over like 200 years. It's okay, Hero. I believe in you. You're going to come back.
I know that. 1492.
Were you off air or something?
Sail the ocean blue.
All right. Next question, Yonin. Who painted the Mona Lisa? I will accept the full name and the full name only. Okay. Okay. All right. The correct answer was Leonardo da Vinci. The Vicky? Remember?
That's what I said. I was like, the Vicky?
That is correct. All of you got it right. Correct. 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 Next question, Yonin. Are y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be the last one of round one. What is the chemical symbol for gold? Okay. Okay, okay. All right. It is AU for the element gold. Congratulations. All right. So nearing the end of round one, we have Tweety in first place with 20. Perfect, perfect, perfect. We have Miguel.
We got one wrong though.
With 18? No. And then, Miguel with 18 points, Hero with 14 points.
Wow.
But hey, anything can happen in the second round, okay?
Did I get like 3 wrong?
You got 4 wrong. I was kidding. I don't know. No, you got 3 wrong, yeah.
It's supposed to be 20.
Yeah. I believe in you in this next round, okay? Okay, but now we're going to be entering round 2, where the points are not going to be worth 4 points. So, Hero, you have a chance for this, okay? I believe in you.
Not if y'all get it right.
Well, we can't think like that. Ready? Question, Yone, is which continent is known as the land down under? Okay. Yes, that is correct. Australia. All right. Nice question, Yone. How many meters are in a kilometer? Okay. The correct answer is 1,000.
Oh, I was so scared I was going to get that one wrong, dude.
All right, next question, Yonin. What is a supernova? I repeat, What is a supernova?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Sure. Your face said it that I got it wrong already.
There's gonna be a slash in between you.
We don't accept slashes here. Okay, so Judy had put dying star slash exploding star. Miguel had put dying star. And Hero put, what'd you put? A burning star. Well, technically they're always burning, Hero.
Really?
Yes,
because they're on fire.
What the fuck?
The correct answer was the explosion of a star. Now, next question on it. Hero should know this one because of its history. What type of alcohol is traditionally used in a margarita? Yes, we're all over 21. Okay.
So what is it to get Hero's IHOP?
The correct answer is tequila, and they all got it correct. Next question, Yonin. How many dots are on a 1 6-sided die? How many dots are on a 6-sided die? How many dots? I just keep saying it over and over again. Fun fact, we use dice to roll for Yu-Gi-Oh! To see who goes first. Could that be a future question? I don't know. No. Okay. There were your answers again? Sorry, I didn't see. Okay. Alright, the correct answer is 21. Alright, nice question. You on him. How y'all feeling? Pretty good? Yeah? No, yeah?
Just ready to lose.
Okay. A pickle is made from which fruit or vegetable? Okay. That is correct. Each one of them got cucumber. Fun fact, Hero has a cucumber in his pants. So.
Why are you laughing?
Because you hate it. He's like, why am I burdened by this and no one else?
I hate it.
It's a good problem to have.
No, it's not. I don't have that problem. I'm fine.
Smells the same.
Yeah.
All right. Next question on in. What temperature does water boil at? Now, before you answer your question, I will accept Fahrenheit and Celsius. So, question is, again, what temperature does water boil at? Okay.
I think I'm off this one.
Okay.
I don't know this.
Yeah. Okay. The correct answer was 100 degrees Celsius and 212 Fuck. Degrees Fahrenheit. Oh my, so nobody got it right. He was close. He put 100.
I put Fahrenheit. F for Celsius.
For Celsius. Oh. It's okay. That was the one time to get it right, Hero. But it's
I know.
Okay.
That was and hard. It.
All right. Now.
Blue mama.
Stop. This is why I have a cucumber and we don't, all right? Next question on in. What gives plants their color? I repeat. What gives plants
I'm gonna get
their
this
color? The correct answer is chlorophyll, not glucose, Hero. Oh my god, I didn't mean to give it away, but that was a funny answer, dude. Like, next question on it. What is an angle called if it's greater than 90 degrees? Okay.
Fuck, I don't know how to spell it.
If you spell it wrong, it is wrong. No, I was kidding.
I was going to say
no,
for real.
No,
I was
kidding. No. Well, Hero, you've been having 0 points.
I spelled you got to work on getting them right first.
Huh?
I spelled chlorophyll wrong.
You didn't even.
I spelled it like glucose, but that's how I spelled it.
Oh my God, stop. Yes, the correct answer is obtuse.
Miguel's an average guy that no one understands.
Yeah, that's a man. Ready, next question on it. which planet is closest to our sun? The one in space.
Oh, just kidding.
He was like, pizza planet.
The correct answer is Mercury. If it is 5 p.m. in L.A., what time is it in London? If it's 5 p.m. in L.A., what time is it in London? Correct. I was kidding.
Netflix.
If it's what time again?
If it's 5 p.m. in L.A., what time is it in London? Fun fact. London is a country. I mean a country.
We beat London five times.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So if it's 5 p.m. in L.A., in London, it is 1 a.m. So, Miguel, you were so close. Oh, you were so close. All right. And that ends round two.
Nobody got it?
I was thinking about Champions League football as well.
This next round, like in the beginning I said, will be around three. Will be 6 points. All right. So we're nearing the fourth round. And we're nearing our two finalists. It could be anybody. So, I mean,
it's still a toss-up.
It's still a toss-up. Oh, no. All right. This is going to be a yes or no question. What?
Nothing.
Here are the answers, maybe. So, my turn. All right. Is 18 a prime number?
Definition of a prime number again?
Okay, definition of a prime number is whenever you prime itself, it becomes prime. I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit. When you Amazon it.
Okay. All right. Is 18 a prime number? It is not a prime number. The correct answer is no.
Oh, shit.
So, Hero, you are not in the lead.
Obviously.
All right. Next question, Yonin. How many continents are there?
Ooh, depends who you ask.
That is correct. 7 continents, unless you count Europe. No, I'm just kidding.
Este es hipotivo que está aquí.
Next question. How many planets are in our solar system?
Depends who you ask.
This one does depend.
As of this year, how many planets are in our solar system? The correct answer is 8.
I thought they had re-added that mug.
Okay, next question on it. What country is Peppa Pig from?
Dang, I don't know if it's...
I'm not sure which one. I just know it's not that.
The correct answer is... the United Kingdom.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
Well, here I got to write, so I'm going to allow it.
The UK is a group of countries.
Yeah. All right, Hero, you're tied with Tweety in this round.
Whatever, eh? Not worried about it.
That sucks.
All right, next question. What year did the Titanic sink?
Man, I don't know this. I have like 2 years, but...
I think I'm wrong. I'm almost certain I'm wrong.
All right. The correct answer is 1912.
Dude, that was my first guess. Yeah,
I was thinking it was in the 1910s.
Why did I say 1842?
That was Columbus.
I got the Columbus one mixed up.
Okay. Next question on him.
I'm so mad.
When Shrek tries to explain himself to Donkey in Shrek, the first movie, what does he compare himself to? That is correct. It is an onion. Which letter is representative of 50 in Roman numerals? Okay. It's okay. What letter is representative of 50 in Roman numerals? Ooh. Okay. Las Vegas? No, I was kidding.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva. Viva. Las Vegas.
I'm really proud of you.
Oh, wait, I don't need to do
this. Oh, this is already time, bro. Time.
The correct answer is L.
For what I'm about to hand here, man.
All right, Miguel. As of right now, we have Hero at 30, Tweety at 30, and Miguel at 18.
Hero did 3 rounds?
Yeah, with your mom.
Oh my god.
Dude, you might come back and knock me out. That's crazy.
All right.
We can't have our cats leave early.
Yes.
He's like, I gotta go home.
Especially if I can destroy the set.
All right. Which U.S. state is Area 51 located in? The correct answer is Nevada.
Oh, I got it right?
Yes, sir.
What the heck? That's not even...
Who else got it right? Tweety?
Yeah, Tweety got it right as well. So Tweety and Hero put Nevada and Miguel put New Mexico.
That was Roswell.
Yeah.
What term refers to the distance around a circle?
Why are you laughing? What did you put? Let me see. Oh.
Something with you.
All right.
Why are you laughing?
Because the way he said it. Something you'd be good with.
All right. The correct answer is circumference. Everybody got it right. Good job. Good job. Next question on it.
Gotta be done.
Now, which country was the first? Sorry, let me rephrase that. What country was the first man in space from?
Man in space?
Mm-hmm. Not woman, man. The correct answer is Russia, which we all got correct. Good job, everybody. Yeah. Next question on it. How many wives did King Henry VIII of England have?
I just guessed, honestly. I just threw a number on there.
The correct answer is 6.
Oh my goodness!
Dang. Nobody got correct. Here was a close one with 7.
Dang it.
Okay, what happened?
Dang, that would have been sick.
Alright, next question. Who invented the color wheel?
Who?
The fuck is a color wheel?
What are you, an owl? I was gonna A wheel that has colors on it? Like, duh.
From art class?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know names.
I wouldn't have known this one either, in my opinion. I'd be like, he did?
It's like a G or something.
I'd be like, what more you know? All right, the correct answer, surprisingly, was Sir Isaac Newton. All right, this will be the last question of the round. Are you very excited? All right. In what country did the first Starbucks open outside of North America?
Country?
Oh, outside of North America.
So Tweety put Canada, Miguel put France, and Hero put Japan. The correct answer was, or is, Japan.
Oh, nice. Nice.
All right, and that ends the round three with Hero with 54 points, Miguel 32, and Tweety 48.
Down on round three, baby. Let's
yes. go. Yes, right, right, right. Dang, Hero's having a comeback. We'll talk about a Kim K, am I right? All right. So, Hero, before we continue with the round four, how do you feel? That was a good job coming back from behind.
I'm surprised I got some of those right.
Interesting.
What were you going to say?
Miguel, are you upset a little bit?
Yeah.
What happened, buddy?
I don't know. It just feels kind of rigged. There's a couple that could have gone my way that, you know, didn't. But it's whatever. All right. You win some, you lose some. it's like The Undertaker losing at WrestleMania. You know, it was bound to happen. But right. Whatever.
Okay. Cool. And Tweety? All right. That's enough. All right. Thank you, Tweety. All right. So.
Nobody knows.
This is the round where we're going to determine the two finalists for round five. Now, it looks like Tweety is in the lead, and right now I can go either way with Hero and Miguel. That's the real battle right there. So, do you think Hero will take it all? Make it to the next round? Or will Miguel come back from behind? Like, all right. So,
where we at? Will Miguel take him from behind?
All right. Now, I'm going to do something fun because I like this number. I don't know why. So, we'll go down to 5 points each.
69 each question.
Awesome. All right. Are you down?
All or nothing.
Oh, shit. Round five. All right. This has been my favorite question of all time. And I have to thank TB for this. I really do. The question is, what is the tiny piece at the end of the shoelace called?
What'd you put?
Miguel put tip, and a Hero and a Tweety put aglet. The correct answer is imagine. It is aglet. Which company's slogan? I repeat, which company's slogan is "You're in good hands"?
Bud Light.
Incorrect.
Pizza Hut.
The correct answer is Allstate.
Oh, crap. I put State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you in good hands? Bum, bum, ba, ba, bum.
I was like, in my head, I was like, you're in good hands, State Farm.
At least they put Farmers.
Now, this one, choose very carefully.
Oh, crap.
Who was the first televised president?
Oh, wow.
And you have to be specific. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just thinking.
I'm probably wrong.
Is this good enough?
I mean, I'll take it as an answer. But who was the first televised president? Franklin D. Roosevelt.
The first
televised president.
As soon as I put Eisenhower, I was like, no, it had to be Big Ted.
I remember that was the correct answer.
Next question on it.
Wait, what did they put?
Huh?
What did y'all put?
He put Eisenhower and he put Nixon.
Oh. Would you put Obama?
Yeah.
No, JFK. I was one off.
No, he was supposed to get shot on TV.
Oh, well, he did both,
huh? All right.
Thank you, Dad.
Pocahontas was baptized and given what English name? Pocahontas was baptized and given what English name? Ten seconds on my mind. Lady what?
Is that what it says?
All right, so Hero put Sue, Miguel put Lady White, and Tweety put Mary. Her English name was Rebecca.
What?
Son of a bitch.
I've never heard that.
You didn't go to school, Hero.
Yeah, you're right.
College boy.
All right.
That's what they teach you, libtards in college.
Oh, shit. Libtards.
All right. Next question. I noticed it's getting harder and harder, these questions.
Yes, I like it. All right.
He likes it harder.
I like it very much.
What was the original purpose of the tiny pocket in jeans? The original purpose of the tiny pocket in jeans. Okay. Okay.
Thank goodness. For the audience then.
All right. The correct answer was to store their pocket watches. Y'all, I got it correct. Good job, everybody.
That's not fair. Tweety puts like four answers. You got a multiple choice on there.
I just threw words.
Oh, yeah, good job. All right. Next question on it. What does SPF in sunscreen stand for?
SPF.
Mm-hmm. SPF in sunscreen. What does it stand for? 10 seconds on my mind. All right, 10 seconds. No, I was kidding. Imagine.
Oh, mine works fast.
I'm flashing. Okay. Oh, okay.
Solar powered farm.
State farm. Imagine this.
I don't know.
State farm with a P.
Solar protection F.
Stay no, fresh, fam.
All right. So the correct answer was sun protection factor. This is going to be an interesting round, people. All right.
Freaking racist game.
Next question, Yonin.
I was like,
in what year was the internet opened to the public? Open to the public. What year was that? Okay. Okay. Wait, what? Oh, I thought you put 1919. I was like, what?
I was like, 1912. How do you think they recorded the movie?
1842.
Or like that joke when those like cameras were meant to say 1912.
Oh, yeah.
1911. Alright. Alright. Tweety put 92. Miguel put 95. And Tweety put 89. I mean, Hero put 89. The correct answer was 1993. That was close.
Way off.
Alright, next question.
Just a couple months away.
Since we like the years.
Ooh.
Demolition of the Berlin Wall separating East and West Germany began in what year? I guess it's technically demolition, but all right. So I found y'all's weakness. It's the years, huh? So Hero put 31, Miguel put 83, and then Tweety, what'd you put? 86. The correct answer was 1989.
Oof, I knew it, dude.
I was way off, man.
Yeah.
All right. I've been giving y'all some hard year questions. Let's give you an easy year question.
No.
It was the war of 1812.
Damn.
Hero's like 1776.
The Titanic. I was kidding.
It's like 2001.
When did Facebook first launch? Keywords. First launch. When did Facebook first launch? Tweety put 2004, Miguel put 2006, and Hero put 07. The correct answer is 2004.
That sucks.
Ready?
Yeah.
Next question on it?
Okay. Yeah.
In the Catholic Church, the Bishop of Rome is a title more commonly known as what? In the Catholic Church, the Bishop of Rome is a title more commonly known as what?
Well, that shit works. So.
Okay. Hero put priest, Miguel and Tweety put pope. The correct answer is pope.
Well, I was going to put that, but I was like, it can't be that.
Keyword, the bishop in Rome.
Who provided the voice of Groot in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies? All right. All right. The correct answer is Van Gogh. Oh, imagine that. Vin Diesel. Everybody got it correct. Good job, everybody. Oh my God, Hero, are you slipping away?
I am. Am I seat?
No, like
in your mind.
The lead.
I never had the lead though.
Oh, second
lead. Two rounds.
You were leading last place.
All right. In which city is Studio 54 located? In what city is Studio 54 located? Hero put Sydney, Miguel put New York, and then Tweety put LA. The correct answer is LA. New York.
Son of a bitch.
Any language, please?
I was close.
Sorry. Son of a bitch.
New York.
What was the coffee shop? Sorry. What was the coffee shop named in the hit TV show Friends?
I just freaking had this dude. I'm so pissed. I don't even watch the show with it, dude.
I never seen the show.
Damn, dude, I'm pissed. Okay. I'm so pissed.
The correct answer is
not the coffee shop.
Oh, I know what it is.
Central
now.
Perk. Yeah. Tweety was the only one that got it right.
Central Perk. I knew.
All right, it's the last one right here. Okay, so
I only watch for Rage.
Central Perk.
How old? This is for Hero because he loves this topic so much. How old was Rose in the Titanic movie when she was recounting her story?
So old.
Just answer the question. How old was Rose in the Titanic movie when she was recounting her story? I'll give you a hint. It's a number.
It starts with and ends with.
All right, so Hero put 92, Miguel put 82, and Tweety put 92, correct? 96. The correct answer was 100 years old.
No, fuck. Oh,
all right, and that is the end of round four. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tally up all the scores, and then I will come back with the final scores right here. BRB. All right, and we are back with the final scores. Now, keep in mind that in round five, we're going to be playing 1v1, which means one of our contestants is sadly going to be sitting out this last round. So you're probably wondering who is the one that's out. Well, obviously we have a first place person by a landslide.
Oh my God,
so it's gonna go ahead and be Tweety with 139 points in first place. Now, before I reveal the second place person who will advance, Hero, any last words before you possibly get out?
Thank you for having me on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I love my mom.
This is
okay.
And my girlfriend.
Okay. And Miguel, any words from you to see or before you are either out or staying?
Keep your head up, guys.
All right. So, the moment of truth. The person that moves on to final round five will be...
after these commercials.
Hero with a total of 107 points and Miguel last place with 93 points.
Damn.
So... what we're going to do is we're going to have Miguel step out and we're going to have the two finalists. It is kind of NG rigged, right? No, I was kidding. So thank you, Miguel, for coming on to the show. And if you ask this question, you can go ahead and kick your own out. No, I was kidding. Okay. So Hero, Tweety, we're now on round five. Miguel.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the honor of asking one random question. Whoever gets this question right is the winner of this show. So who would have known the winner or the person that was out was going to determine the final list? You may go ahead and go ask the question.
I can ask anything.
Anything.
Okay. What is the most successful Formula One team of all time? Easy. The most successful Formula One team of all time.
Okay, but what is a team?
A constructor.
Is it like the car brands?
Yeah, yeah. So like Mercedes, McLaren, Ford.
No.
Dale Earnhardt. No. Oh, I could ask one about Dale Earnhardt.
And if we can't get a winner here, then...
We'll do blurred out speed round. Where we blurred out first.
All right. Hero put Ferrari, then he put Mercedes. Miguel, what's the result?
Depends on who he has.
Chewy got it. Yeah, Chewy got his Ferrari.
Dang, Ferrari. Yeah,
they got the most titles.
I picked Red Bull first, but then you're like, oh, it's car specific. I was like, dang it.
Well, Red Bull is a constructor, but they don't make cars technically, but they are considered a constructor.
Well, there you go. I tried to put the winner in my hands, but I couldn't. So thank you guys for joining us. I hope you had fun. And before we go, I just want to say thank you, Miguel, for coming on the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
And
Song of the Week.
We are going to be doing Song of the Week. Miguel, Song of the Week?
Song of the Week is... So, I was going to be a troll and do something R. Kelly, but I didn't want to do that. it'll be Vicarious by Tool.
All right. Well, there you have it. Check it out on Spotify, Song of the Week. Thank you all guys for watching.
Bye.
Deuces.